Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Seven 8:27 on Wednesday night. A beautiful night, by the way. Welcome to my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
My other good friend, Mr. Neil Spencer, behind the boards. How are you, Spencer?
Good, Bubby.
The Indians with a nice win over the new Knoxville Rangers. Listen, you and Jerry called the game last night, and Indians did, took care of business. Exactly what you want to do against a team like that.
Absolutely, Bobby. You got to go in there, and they're down a little bit this year, and then just got to go in there and get your win.
They're up from where they've been.
Yeah.
Because they have five wins already. I don't think they've had more than two for a long time. But so they're going the right direction, but they didn't have, I'm real sure that wasn't their best pitcher against us. So.
And the Indians, they improve. We 500 now?
Yeah, we're 6-6.
Six and six. That's what I thought. I thought I heard you say that.
3-3 in the MAC.
3-3 in the MAC. And we got, who we got? We got
Bremen.
New Bremen tomorrow night.
Okay. Where at?
New Bremen.
At New Bremen.
And then at Anna on Friday. And then home against
Friday, rain.
That's what they're saying. 70% chance.
Yeah. If we have to get one rained out, the non-league game is okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
And do want to get some games in against some innings in against Rushi.
Yeah,
because that's a really good team that'll get us a little.
I think Saturday that would be.
I think a shot Saturday.
Yeah.
They're talking about some rain later.
Man,
so
that'd be good.
So, yeah, absolutely. That'd be. And the Indians just got to get ready now for second season.
Yep.
Absolutely.
When you have this is just the fact, is when you have a deuce who can beat anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then guess what? When tournament comes around, because you don't know when you got rain delays, you don't know when when you got a game canceled. It's just crazy how it can work out.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that is exactly what Coach Ike's preaching right now. We got to get ready.
Yeah, be ready to go. We got to get him a few runs and. You know, that's all he needs. When he's on, he's a game.
Caden Holman again delivers the first inning last night, and that kid can swing the bat.
Yeah. Yes. He's hitting the ball pretty well. Actually, he's having a good year.
Yeah.
Round really good year.
Doing a hell of a job.
We got, and we're also getting some, you know, our leadoff guys are starting to get on base.
Starting to hit a little bit.
Yep. And, you know, when you look at this team, from 1 to 9, it can be anybody who steps up and gets on base and drives in a big run.
Gives us some big runs. And, you know, really, I think other than the couple of games we've had where we've walked too many guys. We just can't do that. We get back, make them hit, and let us play some defense.
Yeah.
We can hit with anybody, I think.
We got, and I was looking at the games last night. Delvis St. John's 2-0 over Coldwater. That were a complete game.
Wow. Yeah.
That kid's some athlete.
Yeah. And I think that might have been you that said baseball is really his sport.
That's what they
sport.
Said. That's what somebody told me to do. They said that's his best sport. I was like, wow.
Better than basketball?
Coldwater don't get shut out very often.
No.
They manufacture a run somehow or other.
Yep.
But they didn't get her done last night.
No, and the game of the night was the Minster New Bremen game. Minster leads 3-3, or Bremen leads 3-0.
3-0.
And going into the bottom of six, Minster ties it up. And then next thing you know, they're at what was it, 11?
11 innings.
11 innings, and Bremen falls to that. Had to be a heartbreaker for New Bremen.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a rivalry.
Oh, they hate each other.
Yeah.
And they're going to be mad tomorrow night when we roll in. They're going to be mad from Tuesday. So.
Yeah.
It could be wore out, too.
Well, I hope
that's
so.
Exactly 11 right. innings. 11 innings.
You're throwing a lot of pitchers.
A little bit. I agree.
Throwing a lot of pitchers.
Yes, sir.
We threw three pitchers yesterday, but none of them went more than a couple of innings.
Yep,
which is perfect.
We got several guys of stuff. Rex came in, threw 11 pitches, and struck out 3 guys.
Yeah.
In the seventh or fifth inning.
Rex does a nice job in right field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's done a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did we have the last game? He held a guy at third with a absolute BB to home.
Yes, he did. But then they scored.
They ended up scoring on him. Yeah, but he did a nice job keeping
it. That was Minster,
there.
I think.
I think it was Minster, yeah.
Because I was out in the center field when
he threw a
freezing.
Boy. Chilly out there, wasn't it?
Hot dang it, we need some nice weather. Today's gorgeous.
Today's nice.
Last night was very nice, especially compared to the other times we've been at New Knoxville. Two times before that, it was...
Where'd you sit in Knoxville? You guys put a table up along the fence?
Right beside the dugout?
Yeah, a little away from that, because otherwise we'd be right in front of the concession stand. There wouldn't be enough room for people at the concession stand.
I did see that they have a public address announcer now. I see Jeff Henschen did it.
Yeah, Jeff Henschen. Yeah, and he's been doing it for a while. He just does everything. He's just one of those people that just...
Where you need me.
Yeah. Yep.
I see that Jay County named an athletic director today.
Yeah.
Somebody in-house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Rob said they were going to meet him today at 5 o'clock or something.
I want to say it was Robbins. Does that sound right?
I should know.
The big news over there is the what's going on with their basketball coach.
Didn't hear.
Oh, yeah. He's got reprimanded and
Jerry Baumholt.
Yes.
Couldn't have been for something he said.
People wanted him, suspend him for some games. But then I think what they decided on, if I read it right, was he has to go seek counseling.
Seek counseling.
for I don't know what's going on, but he's so old school. I love the guy.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know.
And just from what I remember and remember people talking about, I mean, he was a maniac back when he was there the first time.
Yeah.
And he's so laid back now comparatively.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody would have a complaint about, he needs to crank it up a little bit.
Well, he's probably laid back out, when. But I would say he still has that intense switch.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So he gets, yep. If I was betting.
No doubt.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
And I'd say
took a chew out of somebody's butt. They went to mom and dad.
And you don't know how parents are, because everybody blows stuff up. And it's just tough to be a coach right now.
It is. Yep. It is. I just don't see how it
gets better.
Yeah. I don't know either. No. I don't know if AAU does that, does a lot of that, it kind of intensifies the parents because they think their kids are better than what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they go play and they play no defense in AAU stuff, and they average 18 points a game. You know, every game's 105 to 104.
Yeah.
You know, well, my kid was averaging 18 points a game we got terrible coaches. It's got to be coaching.
Right.
You know, or it's got to, you know,
I agree. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
What we got to do. Let's take a break, Spencer. Pay some bills.
Yep.
It is 8:34. How's that sound? About right?
Pretty close. This will tell you up here.
That says exactly 8:34. You got them synced pretty good.
You do got them.
Well, this one gets atomic corrected at 2 a.m. every day.
Ooh.
That one up there is just running on a battery.
So it's running good right now.
it automatically synchronizes with the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock.
It is now.
Every morning at 2 a.m.
How does that happen?
And 22
magic.
Seconds.
Ta-da!
I guess. I don't know.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Be sure to stop into Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat and eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Indians will head to New Bremen for an MAC baseball game against the Cardinals. On Friday, they'll play at Anna. On Saturday, they'll host the Rushi Raiders in a doubleheader beginning at 11. Get out to all the games you can this week and help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and
B. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Yesterday was the Coldwater KFC track meet.
Invitational. That's a big one.
Yes, that's yep. That is a monster.
It's a big one.
And we are looking at the results, and Fort Recovery was represented quite well. And I am going to go over these real
quick. What do you got, Bobby?
First of all, congratulations, Carly Niekamp.
Carly
Niekamp, winner
of the toss.
Yes,
that girl was discus.
Yes, yep. Carly wins the disc.
Well done.
That's awesome. That's going to be a really cool thing for her.
Yes.
Yep. I think the if I'm looking at this right, let me get this back here. Carly Niekamp wins the discus. Mar Pearson second in the long jump. Lucas Atchison second in the high jump. And Anna Reisner wins the prelim heat and broke the meet record for the 100.
Wow.
So, you know, that's...
Jeez, that's kind of impressive.
Awesome. That is.
That's pretty awesome.
And if I remember right, I think that Reisner girl runs against that girl from Coldwater who wins everything.
Everything.
What is that girl's name? I want to say it's... She must be unbelievable. Zahn?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she's like... She won state last year in three events, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, she must be some kind of athlete. So, Anna Reisner, congratulations. Is it Anna or Anna? Anna?
I think it's Anna.
Probably Anna.
Well, congratulations, sweetheart. And then they're back at it tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So, good luck to the lady and guy Indians in the track.
Mm-hmm.
Over to KSC. The Fort Recovery girls softball team had a nice win yesterday over the Anna Rockets. They won 9-3. Indians had 13 hits. Emma Will led the team with 3 base hits. Ava Greasy jacked one out.
Nice.
Ella Shane, Brittany Tebby, and Kaylee Wendell each had 2 hits. Alexis Greasy and Jenna Homan added a hit apiece. Homan won the one, and she was the winning pitcher, allowed 4 hits, no runs, and striking out 5. Tebby pitched 2 innings in relief, allowed 3 hits, and striking out 3. The Tribe's back in action Thursday. They take on the New Bremen Cardinals on senior night.
Home. Yep.
Senior night for the girls softball.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They're competitive.
Yeah, they are.
They are. And they got some girls who can hit it.
13 hits. That's a nice game.
Yeah, and I think that there's a high cam girl. It's got like 3 dingers. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Dave and...
Yeah, Dave.
Dave's?
I can't think of his wife's name now.
It's Keller, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the Kellers are always good softball players.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, every one of them, the Keller girls could hit the baby. And like we talked about, Indians won 13-1 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Indians JV team continues to impress. They beat Versailles 14-6 yesterday, and you know they beat the good teams.
They beat some good teams,
and they beat the crap out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
We got some kids down there.
We got nice class there. I think.
Yeah, that sophomore class is especially good. But I've heard there's some pretty good freshmen on there too. I haven't had a chance to see them, but that's because they usually play the same time we're doing the varsity game. But
yeah.
But if you get a chance, go watch that JV team. Get up there and watch them. They're fun to watch, and I think that somebody said they're 6-2.
That's so, right. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
They've had a lot of wins. They've had a lot of wins, like you said, against big teams.
Yeah, that's a good job,
see.
Boys. Good job.
To see.
We at Fort Cover, you know, Fort Cover Radio brings you all the sports, brings you all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas Gala is probably what. It's our specialty.
Yeah.
And Fee, we lost one lady who was close to a classmate of yours. And,
yeah.
And Martha Trowbridge. And,
yeah.
And,
doggone it.
God darn it. God darn it, cancer blows, man.
It does stink. It really does stink. She's just an awesome person.
Smiled all the time.
Yep.
The happiest person I've ever seen.
Yes. When you go to the IGA, remember when IGA?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went in there sometimes just because.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She'd go in there and be laughing. And
she'd always, you know, her boys worked for me and her brother. And she was just always so damn pleasant. And, and I know, like, when her kids played sports, they loved
she was intense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She loved that.
Yeah. And
hopefully, Scott's going to be okay. You know, he's went through some stuff, too. You know, doggone it. So hopefully he'll be able to get straightened out.
And we also helped out her son-in-law, I believe, that was...
probably her son.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He had bad back.
I got in a wreck and then he couldn't work. And, they were in rough shape.
Yeah, it is, and that sucks. That's a good family. That is a really good family and good people. And
we'll miss her.
Yeah, absolutely, we will miss her. What else we got, Fee? We talked about the track team. We talked about the girls softball, boys baseball. What else we got here?
Anything else going on right now?
The baseball drawing or assignments or whatever it's going to be is this Sunday.
That's this Sunday. The girls had their tournament draw last week.
Yes, they did.
Yep, and
they are going to Fairview as a number 9 seed.
Number 9 seed, Fairview. That'll probably be a good game, I think.
That'll be a road trip.
Yeah, that's a road trip.
I think Fairview's about an hour and...
About halfway to Barbie's.
I think
halfway to my sister's.
Yep.
Because it's about another, I think it's like a half hour on the other side of Wayne Trace.
Wayne Trace, yep. So you are correct.
Pretty good jag up to Sherwood, Ohio.
Up there.
Neil's leaving the night before.
Yep. Gonna take him a while to get there.
Yep.
Probably leaving the night before.
Yeah. Maybe camp out in the outfield.
Sleep in the car?
Probably pitch a tent out in the outfield.
Yeah, outfield tent.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Make sure I'm there ready to go.
You ever sleep in a tent?
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
As a kid, you?
Oh, Boy Scouts, yeah. We even did we called it a winter camp out, but it was in March, but it was, I think it only got as high as 35 degrees.
Mm.
There's, the winter camp out was me and three of the Burke boys, Mike and Steve and... Can't remember the other one's name.
Burke boys. Mike, Steve. Who was the other one?
No, I got it.
They're all just awesome people. But
good
anyway.
Guys, yep.
Yeah. So we did that, and we stayed overnight one night, and I think we lit a candle or something in the tent thinking that was going to...
Eat you up.
If you keep the flap closed, it'll warm up pretty fast on the candle. Well...
Not really.
We didn't freeze.
Right. They probably didn't have air mattresses back then. Either.
No.
They didn't like
no.
A couple
space
blankets.
Heaters. No, we slept on cots.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, lousy cots. Those wooden ones that were...
You look like a hot dog inside a... them things.
And cooked on the campfire. And
see, I kind of like that. I like the cooking on it. Like, you know, stick the old weenie on it. I just like that, but...
What I always did was I call it a foil pack. So I'd get, like, hamburger and make a patty and have peppers and onions and potatoes and something else in there.
And Cub Scouts.
Boy Scouts. Yeah, and wrap it all up in foil, throw it in the fire, and...
Bring it out later.
20-30 minutes later, you take it out and eat it.
Your dad told you that trick.
My mom.
Mom did.
Yeah, I think. Might have been my dad, too. But no, I didn't think of it.
I was a
kid when we started doing that stuff.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I loved it because you were always hungry as could be.
Yeah.
So, now they got them
almost
pizza
anything.
Pockets.
Yeah.
Pizza pockets.
Tremendous. Yeah, them were tremendous. Just throw them over the fire.
Oh, the iron
open
thing?
Open that iron thing up, and then there's the pizza.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Never had one.
Oh, you got to go.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Yeah.
But whatever you want to.
Let's have a Fort Recovery Radio cookout. Sleepover.
The cookout.
A sleepover.
Yes. A tent. Okay. You want to?
No, I don't want to, but if you're doing it, I will.
I think it'd be funner now.
It'd be fun for about 10 minutes.
Then we're out?
Yeah. Then we'd all be sneaking out one at a time to drive home and sleep in my own bed.
We do it Jubilee Thursday night.
Jubilee Thursday night.
I guarantee you we'd get 50 people.
Yeah, who wants to sleep out?
We're having Fort Recovery Radio.
Well, you know, we could easily have 50 people. Most of them wouldn't have planned to do it the night before.
Yeah.
Just thinking, well, there's a couple of tents. We might as well sleep here.
You know somebody light our tents on fire.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a lot of mean people, especially when you come doing stupid stuff.
Trying to do stupid stuff.
All we're doing is trying to have fun, do something outside the box. Light our tents on fire.
Who wants to sleep out? Let's go.
That sucks. Usually we got those, you know how you bring them. I think we took yours one time at the tractor pull parking. We'd pull that tent, bring a set of tent up so we had a little shade. Didn't we steal yours once, demolish it?
Smushed it.
Yeah.
I think so, Dan. We killed Dan Smith's.
Smitty's, we took his every year.
That was a gala. That was one of the galas.
Yeah, we demolished that thing.
Destroyed that thing. Sorry, Dan.
Sorry, Smitty.
Great ideas.
They are. They're great tents.
Winds start blowing and adios.
Yeah, they're gone. They're see
Prancel.
You later.
Prancel.
Yeah, ain't no good. What else you got, Neil? We got anything else?
Yeah, not much.
Ain't much happening. Reds got beat today, 6-2. Grand slam, bottom of the seventh.
Ooh, killer.
Off unearned run.
Killer.
Jesus.
Killer.
That is a killer. Killer, I'm telling you.
Yep.
You going? So they got the big community clubs taking a bus down. Got a suite.
Yeah, they got a suite.
Imagine
down
that.
There.
How much fun.
All you can eat and drink. And
25 watch guys, I think they got.
Yeah.
So how many of them are going to be still be there and not get thrown out of the game by the end of the game?
You know what? 20 years ago, it wouldn't have been good. Yeah. Now, I think we think they'll be okay. Yeah.
Thinking of growing up a little bit?
That's good.
Some of them have, but I think there'll be some of them that probably.
There'll be some youngins on there, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know if Ross Holman and those boys are going, but I'd say that could get ugly.
Yeah. Chance my son's going.
Oh, yeah.
That could be.
Forgot about that. Yeah. He's done.
Yeah, he's old. He's in his 30s already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in his 30s.
Seven kids.
Mm-hmm. How many kids could he got? Two?
Just two.
Kelsey got three?
One on the way.
One on the way. Six grandkids. I got six grandkids. I'm old, too.
At least you have some boys.
Yeah, I ain't got a boy.
They're going to be in jail. It ain't good. It is not good.
I love those kids.
No, Neil.
They're awesome.
Okay. All right. You got them next game. You guys just hang around Neil.
Yeah.
You'll be back in 15 minutes. Lunatics, I'm telling you.
Get them out of here.
So we got to get. So T-ball starts tomorrow and Little League starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I was down to park last night for practice. Every diamond's full.
Full, I love
just,
it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah.
I do.
And their first tournament is May 18th at Parkway.
Really?
Yeah. So it's showtime. Yeah.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I think like the last day of school, I think like the commencement's the 19th.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
There's 3 weeks of school left.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be a week after that, but.
I thought I heard Rob on PG-14.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Could be.
Haven't gotten excited about it.
I got an invitation. That was 18th, I think. I think that might be what it is.
I think it is. Graduation time.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I know it's definitely close. Yep. We're in the right month.
Yep, that's exactly right.
I was going to be in Kentucky, but I ain't no more.
Oh, did you hear about his nephew?
Took
a header.
Wasn't good. 92 mile an hour fastball to the cheek.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got some broken bones. He's going to surgery tomorrow.
Well, good luck to Jayden, and we're praying for you, buddy.
Jayden, we'll get you going back. And
So you were going to go, were they playing against UK?
Yeah.
That's
UK last
year. Real easy 3-hour and 15-minute drive.
It has been a perfect little drive for us.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Easy as can be.
Yep. Daggone it. But.
So is he out for the year?
I thought he was for sure, but, you know, I'm kind of watching some of the Vanderbilt stuff, and they're saying it's still to be determined. So I don't know how bad
put a mask on and
it had nothing to do with his eye. So really? None of the orbital, none of that bones or anything are broke.
You know, if that's me, and that I'm going to go back up and hit, I am going to be a little gun-shy stepping in that bat.
Interesting to see how he is.
He'll probably hit the first pitch out.
Yeah, he'll be bummed.
They're just wired different.
Yeah.
Athletes are wired
different. He's an athlete. There's no doubt about that.
There's
no
doubt.
He's worked hard. He's got something in mind.
Yeah, that's
right.
He
won't give up.
But. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have not read anything other than word of mouth about Fort Recovery going to the Southwest District. Have you heard anything about that?
I think you made a mention it last week, or somebody mentioned it in the last week, and I haven't seen anything.
I haven't either.
But I think whoever I heard it from had heard it from a reliable source.
Yeah, but I've not read anything about it, or I don't know if it's something that the OHS comes out and announces, or I have no idea.
Yeah. Why would we move?
Because they decided to move them around.
Is that right?
Well, I think from what I understand was, this is, again, word of mouth.
Yeah.
So we did our due diligence, and we did a lot of because there was rumors that there was too many D4 teams in Northwest District, and they were looking to move some, readjust.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, I don't know if it's Tony, I don't know, Ryan, who it is, but we had got word that they were looking to move. So we sent hey, here's what we would be interested in being the team. Yeah. We're the perfect team to move to the Southwest District because of our location, because of we play all those teams down there.
Yeah.
We have to travel the farthest for every tournament that's in St. Mary's, that's in Lima, that's in Elida, that's in, we travel the farthest. So if you're going to make these adjustments, we feel like we ought to be one of the schools.
It shortened our trips up.
Yeah, and I heard
that. And even if it doesn't, we're not any farther behind.
No, right.
This is just like tournament play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't affect football, you know, but it would affect where we would go, basketball,
which
baseball.
Mercedes is
havoc. You know, I'm not sure it would
going
affect.
That way.
Yeah, and I'm not sure it would affect with the group of athletes we have right now as far as tournament runs.
Yeah.
But in the future, when we get when we get a little more solid, it could very, very well make
absolutely.
A hell of a difference.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%.
And usually, boys, girls, most of those sports you're talking about, you would need to deal with Versailles, Fort Laramie, Tri-Village, occasionally one or two other ones. Where if you're in the north, you deal with nine other MAC schools,
right.
And then some Putnam County schools, and some a bunch of the, and there's a whole bunch of really good ones.
Well, here lately, definitely going south would have been the way to go.
Yeah,
yeah,
but. Who knows?
We'll find out.
That'd be neat.
Absolutely. We will be back on the air next Wednesday night. Again, next Wednesday, they got the Medler and Laura Winning is going to be on here.
Yep,
that'll be great insight. So make sure you listen to that. They got a lot of great things going on.
Yeah.
We will be on again next Wednesday night, and we're going to we'll have the results of a tournament draw. We will have the results of the track and girls softball. And I think they play... I'm not sure the date of when the girls softball plays.
I'm not sure either.
But this week, Neil, tomorrow we have the
Cardinals.
The New Bremen Cardinals.
Yep, we're over there. Yep.
Over there. Senior night for the girls softball team. That's right here
at
Lefevre Park. And then on Saturday, Friday, we're Anna.
Yeah.
Travel to Anna.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, it's Rushi, a doubleheader home. It starts at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
And and all these games will be on Fort Recovery Radio, so make sure if you can't get there.
And
we want you there.
It's Kentucky Derby Day on Saturday. Who you betting on?
I haven't seen one thing.
I haven't looked at it.
I haven't looked at anything. But I'll bet, because I like watching that.
That's neat. Yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
Well, I'm expecting you to come home with a gigantic amount of money.
Yes.
There you go.
I don't bet enough to make a gigantic amount.
Well, if you bet on a 50-to-1 horse in all 13 races and they all win.
That would be awesome.
13-to-1. Yeah.
That'd be big money, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I like your thinking, Spencer.
Good thinking.
For my good friend, Harold Feely.
Yes, sir. See you next week.
McNeil, the owner, operator for Recovery Radio, and an all-around good dude. I am Bob Stogler. We'll see you next Wednesday night.
Talk with Bubba and Z, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be right back.